Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening. Welcome again to Elohim Speaks Sunday. I sent the text out today. I don't know who got them. I checked with some people. They said they didn't get no text. I don't know what happened there, you know. So let's see if people just call in because they know I'm going to be here, you know, because I don't think anybody got the text today. I have to keep working on that. Excuse me. It's been a very, very long day. So we're going to start the topic off with today we're going to do a full topic on what we call love, you know, because love is so important. And without love, like we said back in the day, love makes the world go around, you know. Our problem is that we don't know what love is. We're running around listening to the 1%. What love is and how we should act and how we should be treating each other on love. And a lot more marriages is breaking up during this time than any other time in history, you know? Because what they're pushing as love, I mean, it works with a few because some people just figure it out, you know? And they treat each other like they're supposed to be treating each other. But some people never figure it out. And they'll be going from female to female, from guy to guy, you know, looking for this love that they told us about that is not really a reality, you know. So what we have to do, now that I'm on the air, is telling you that love is the act that makes us feel good. So as long as you're committing acts on the person that you're with and makes them feel good, your love should last for a while, you know. And one of the biggest problems in relationships is that they don't really know each other. They think that love is just, living life together, you know. But love is not living life together. Living life together is good. Because it shows your compatibility, how well you get along, and things of that nature. But loving the person that you're with is doing little things that's just for that person, you know? Like if you are going out to the store or something, you know, and let's say, you know, she likes pineapple soda. And you know that last time you looked at the fridge, it wasn't pineapple soda. So you bring her that pineapple soda. That's something only for her, something that she likes. You know what I'm saying? And all throughout the relationship, there's all kinds of little things that she liked that you should be able to tell her or him. But you just can't seem to get into it. I have to apologize. I'm a little beat up today. It's been a very, very long day. It started at 2 o'clock this morning. Went shopping, did a couple of things at church. We had another meeting with one of the groups. Boy, was it crazy. But I made it through it. Here I am, you know. Now the switchboard is backing up again. So it looks like, I don't know, it cuts me off. I apologize in advance. And the switchboard just cut me off, you know. But I just hope that the text went out so that they could, so that people know that I'm here. And people I called about the text, they haven't received the text. You know, I told them that we was going to be on the show today. So, but getting back to love, getting back to love, boy, this has been a long day. Getting back to love, you know, like I said, love is the act that makes them feel good. And if you're going to commit an act, you're going to make the other person feel good, just don't commit the act. And it gets so much better. We were pushing each other's buttons, trying to figure out, well, he got jealous, so he loves me. He wants somebody to punch somebody in the mouth. Prove that they love you. You know what I mean? It's something that you don't set up. Or shouldn't be done, you know, because that will definitely taint the relationship, you know. And some people are sadistic. They like that kind of stuff. So you have to be careful who you're dealing with. And the way they treat you in the beginning, it's pretty much who they are and the type of characters that they have. But probably that they switch up later on and they're not treating you the way they treat you in the beginning. Because the actions that you did in the beginning is what they bind that emotion to, you know? And as long as you keep those acts up, the emotion that they binded you in the first place will stay strong. And you don't have a problem with your relationship breaking up. You don't have a problem with things going crazy, okay? So, you know, just stay in tune, stay on point to what you're trying to do and where you're trying to go, you know? Now, the next portion of what we're talking about is who are you, you know? I mean, are we human? Is this a human race? Or how was going on? My switchboard is like crazy again. Oh, my goodness. I'm supposed to be on the air, but it just kicked me off the air. It looks like it's kicking me off the air. I've only been on the air for a few minutes so far. So my switchboard just went down. Apologize for me not being here. This is my 2-1. I apologize. I have to make it up to you next Sunday, but everything just went off